News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You might have seen the story in the papers. A UK restaurant, Frankie and Benny's, they're calling on a ban for mobile phones from all of their restaurants, from their chain, to get the family talking over the dinner table again. We're wondering, should restaurants here follow suit? Joining us to discuss is restaurateur Claire Nash of Nash 19 in Cork. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme. What do you think? Would you ban phones in your restaurant?
Ciarán, this is a Limerick girl actually talking from Cork to you, so I'm glad you're in Limerick this morning. Would I ban phones from restaurants? Not at all. It just could not be done. I think that's probably another gimmick. Probably during the daytime when we open at 7:30, we have a very busy restaurant already, and a lot of people come in on their own or come in to do business. And I think if you ban the phone, you know, it would be dreadful. But I hear where they're coming from, because Say you're passing a window of a restaurant, how many times do you see couples together and two of them with the phones out? Or from a family perspective, all the time. But I think from a family perspective, having the phones on the tables, and if I recall, it was that the parents had their phones out and the children were sick of it. But I'd say if you ask the parents, there's probably 95% of the kids have the phones out. So, I mean, it would be lovely to be able to say, you know, just put away the phones. But I think it starts at home. It's not going to make any great benefit to have that, banning the phones in the restaurants. It also just impedes...
If we might come back to the home issue for a second, but say in the restaurant, like obviously you open in the morning, you're very busy. Yeah. I'm sure you have lots of people kind of to and from work or taking a break. They're maybe down. And maybe they need the phone out. Maybe they're kind of meant to be working and they're running out to grab something. But in the evening, is there an argument maybe then that, you know, from 6 o'clock onwards... That there's a phone ban in the restaurant?
Well, I think a phone ban is very severe, but, you know, it is something that should be encouraged. And I think it's the parents that have to start that, because it impedes the art of hospitality or receiving the art of hospitality. It stunts conversation and it, you know, like, basically it just curtails the whole appreciation of food as well. You know, you put down a menu and straight away down the top of it goes the phone. And
Are people kind of a bit rude to your staff, kind of unintentionally even? That
unintentionally, I would say, oblivious to any lovely service that they're about to get. You know, there's times you'd have to, you know, you'd feel like saying, well, if you put the bloody phone away, you'd have heard what I said about the menu. You know, like if you end up putting down something and they'd say, oh, you didn't tell me that was rare, you didn't tell me. Well, I did if you were listening. But no, not, you know, that's totally in jest. I think phones have taken over the art of conversation at the table, and it really goes from the restaurant. But, you know, I can see it even in youngsters that come in to me for jobs. They cannot even, you know, raise their eyes to you. A lot of them can't engage with you. They're always dependent on their phones. It's the one thing that's in their pockets. Years ago when I started in the restaurant industry, if you had cigarettes, a phone or anything else, clips even in your pockets, you know, like, the, you know, there wasn't even pockets and aprons.
While they're working, you're saying that they feel that they have to have their phone on them.
Well, it is something that you'd have to say to your staff when you leave the phone in the, you know, in the staff room, please.
And when you talk about the art of conversation, that people are losing it, do you see that in some of the younger staff when you're trying to hire them?
We
all know, like, it's great when you're a waiter or waitress, when you know, they can have a chat with you and you engage with them, and look, they're looking for a tip, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah,
and they want you to be happy and enjoy it.
That lovely art of hospitality, the art of restaurateurship, it is something that all of us restaurateurs are lamenting, the fact that, you know, that the kids are not coming in with that art of conversation, engaging, look you in the eye. They've no retention of food knowledge. You know, they can't retain that knowledge. They're not tasting food simply because it hasn't started at home. But, I mean, that's a whole wider argument. That's, you know, like...
Because at home, the phones are all out at the dinner table.
Are they? Not in my house, they wouldn't be allowed.
It is handy, though, just before I let you go, Claire, like from a parent's point of view in the evening, you know, it's not just the parents who have the phone out. Sometimes, you know, stick Peppa Pig in front of your son or your daughter, you might actually enjoy your meal for a few minutes.
Oh, it, like, isn't, I mean, that is a pity. You know, there's nothing nicer than having a table set to sit down and have the conversation around the table. They're my childhood memories of that lingering conversation around the table when you were allowed to speak, when you got your, you know, your word in, or your father or mother actually wanted to hear what you had to say. I think that's dying, and it's very,
you're like the super nanny.
I am, aren't I?
Look, I'm going to bring you down to my house in Kilkenny. You can maybe teach my kids how to have a bit of table manners. Claire Nash of Nash 19 Restaurant in Cork. Thanks a million for speaking to us.